My name is Angelica Ocampo. I'm 53 years old and I am from Argentina. Well, my country is a beautiful country. It's down south. It's the southest country together with Chile, right by Antarctica. It's very long, very wide. I was lucky. I had a very good childhood. I have a family. I have two sisters. Argentina is a country where you have a lot of farms. So we would spend the summer in the farms. I was riding horses when I was 4 or 5 years old. It's a country that has beautiful falls up north, very big falls that are in the border with Brazil. It also has a lot of mountains in its border with Chile. It has Patagonia, where you have all kinds of penguins and whales come. And it has a lot of coastline, so a lot of beaches. We would go to the beach a lot too. Argentina has a lot of political and financial crises. So sometimes the politicians are maybe corrupt or are maybe making decisions that are good for them and bad for the country. The economy sometimes also goes into crisis. In the US, you have 3% inflation per year. Well, in Argentina, inflation came to a point where it was 1,000% and then 10,000%. You're paid for your job, but you can't buy anything. Right now, inflation in Argentina is around 50%. So that makes it hard to buy a house, to keep a job, just life in general. So I think the combination of financial and political crises and the fact that I had a daughter that was my responsibility and that I had to make sure that I provided her with a life, those were the reasons that brought me here. I am an atypical immigrant because immigrants usually come when they're young, because being an immigrant, you know, you have to work hard, you have to prove that you can do it. You have issues with the language. It's not your first language. And then you have to, you know, find your way. So you have to have a lot of energy to be an immigrant. So people usually immigrate when they're young. I immigrated when I was 48, which was a little late. But I thought, you know what, I can do this. I'm a single mother also, single mother by choice. I have a girl that I adopted. And I just wanted to give her a better life. So when I was 48, Argentina was going through another crisis. And I was like, well, you know what? I'd rather take the risk of going to another country and building a life for her and for me where she can have a better life. And I'm glad I did it. When I first came to the US, I came to New York to study. And that was a big shock because I had no idea what the country was like, what it was to be in a university. It was very different from home. My English was okay, but sometimes you need the slang, you know, like if somebody says, what's up? And you say, hello, it doesn't work, right? My favorite part was the whole world was present in this place, in university. There were people from all around the world. I had never seen, met, and made friends with people that came from every point in the planet. From Europe, from Asia, from Africa, from other places in Latin America. I didn't even know other people from Latin America by that time. To me, that was America. And what it gave me was a way to understand the world that I wasn't able to do in Argentina. When you become an immigrant, you make a decision to leave behind certain things in the hope that through hard work, you will gain others, like stability. If your life is at risk, that your life will not be at risk. But you know that you're leaving things behind you. You're leaving your family behind. But we all need to be surrounded by people that we love and that love us. So you build kind of your second family through friends. So I put a lot of effort in building that for myself and my daughter. In the past, I would see my family once a week for lunch or for dinner. We would have barbecues every Sunday. And I miss that. Those little things that you gave for granted, all of a sudden you start missing. But there are a lot of other great things, so I'm happy with the decision I made. Well, I speak Spanish. My daughter now speaks English. I continue to speak to her in Spanish to make sure that she doesn't forget, because I think it's great to be bilingual. But now, for her, English is her first language. And to me, Spanish is still my first language, and I want her to remember Spanish. She left a lot of friends behind. That was very, very hard for her. And when you leave your friends at 13, sometimes it's hard to, you know, stay in contact. It's tough. If you have classmates that are from other countries, they may have left friends behind. And somebody said this to me, if you can be anything in life, be kind. And if you can, be kind to immigrants, especially immigrant children. I am the president and CEO of the World Affairs Council. What we do is try to bring to the whole community an understanding of the world. So what's going on around the world and how the world connects to the U.S. and to Pittsburgh. We try to understand what's happening in terms of politics, but also what's happening in terms of the environment, which we all share. So what happens here has an impact around the world. This country is a miracle because it's a country based on ideals. It's a country based on the things that people believed in and that has been carried through over 200 years. We have more in common than we have differences, especially when you're looking at the individual. And that is something that always strikes me. No matter where you're from, you're more similar than you are dissimilar. We usually want the same things. We want to be loved and to love and peace. That is something we sometimes forget.